Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. The spa and spa life, the SPA, is for seek power always, that power within you to do your bigger work in the world. I am so thrilled to introduce to you my special guest today, another Diane Forrester. And I'll share a little bit about the first time I met her, because I come to find out she is an award-winning inventor, and met her at a networking event where she was sharing about her passion for cooking and how she utilizes this tool to make an impact in the world. So this is just one little key into who she is and what the big thing she's up to. And she's also a best-selling author. She's been a TEDx speaker, TV host, and producer. She is about intentional living. She's an intentional living expert and a reinvention specialist. She is all about getting rid of mind blocks and limiting beliefs so that you can reach your full potential in what you're up to. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Diane. I'm so happy to be here. Nice to see you.
You as well. I am so excited to have you. I've been thinking about you being on the show in so many different ways, because not only do you help people reinvent, I mean, we have so many things in common that way, but you've done a big thing to just reinvent yourself. And I have really moved through that. And you are the CEO and founder of I Have Today, which is your book. It's your platform. Share with the audience here, how is it that, I Have Today came about? And why is that like not only your mantra, but what you stand for?
Well, my story is I spent 32 years working in corporate America. I started out in LA in the ad business, and I worked for 8 years before moving to Chicago and switched to television sales. And I spent 24 years working in that industry, and 20 of them I was with ABC. And I moved to Chicago to get married. And while I was working at ABC, I came up with the idea for my kitchen product. It just came out of the blue. It came out of a frustration in the kitchen one day on a holiday. And I was curious about it. And I decided that I saw this in my mind. I went out to see if I could find this anywhere, and I couldn't find it. And a little voice whispered in my ear that I needed to create it. And it was on that journey and on that path to inventing the Spifter that I discovered entrepreneurship. It wasn't something that I ever even considered doing in my life. So while I had this successful career in corporate, all of a sudden this thing out of the blue came into my life and opened my eyes up to a whole different world. And truly exploring the invention process and having the mantra of, well, I just want to see where this goes, led me to winning the Innovation Award and landing on QVC, and all of this magic started to happen. So that was one segment of what was going on. The launching of I Have Today came about because it was my personal journey. And I was living in a marriage and a relationship with a man who we loved each other, but we weren't in love with each other. And the packaging looked really good to the outside world. It looked like I had this habit all life. But what was happening to me on the inside is I was feeling lonely and depressed. And I kept putting my needs on the back burner, which so many people do, especially women. And it got to the point, Diane, that I couldn't take it anymore. And I had a snapping moment in June of 2011, and I attempted suicide. And what happened to me in the bathroom that day was a God moment experience. The pills got knocked out of my hands. And the same voice that told me, you need to create the Spifter, screamed in my ear and said, you are not ending your life this way. You need to go get help so that you can tell your story and tell others. And that was my pivotal awakening, just shook me to the core. And I reached out for help the next day. I called a therapist and I said, I need help. I'm changing my life. And so that set me down this path of healing, self-discovery, self-love, self-worth, and really tuned into my power, my intuitive gifts, and really living from a place of empowerment and self-love. And the thing that really shifted it was I owned everything. I finally realized I was the one responsible for the condition of my life. And when I realized that, I said, well, I want an extraordinary life and I'm going to do everything I can to get it. And so that declaration really started opening up the pathway. And so I started writing and creating like crazy. I had already started a meditation practice and a journaling practice. And so with the writing, I woke up with a poem in my head called I Have Today in August of 2013. So it was 2 years after the bathroom incident. And when I finished writing the poem, which was one of many that I had written, I looked down at it and I realized this is way more than a poem. This is a movement. I am supposed to help women who don't know their self-worth discover their true divinity, power, and purpose. Because if I was living this way, how many other women were living this way? Right. And so the idea of I Have Today was birthed that day. And so it took a couple more years for, my twins graduated high school and I made a bold decision to completely reinvent my life. I walked away from my job at ABC. I sold my house in Chicago. I sold everything in it. And I moved from Chicago to San Diego with the same mantra that led me to the success with the Spifter, which was, I just want to see where this goes. Mm. And so it allowed me to really tap into the fact that, wow, all we really do have is today. And by living it intentionally with empowerment, with passion and purpose, that magic can happen because the magic just keeps happening by being able to stay present and stay in that place of understanding that this is truly all we have. Get over the past as soon as you can. Don't project worry into the future and really live as fully as you can in this moment, in this today.
Right. Wow. Well, I don't want to lose this moment because, as we know, a lot of times when people are listening to the podcast, they're multitasking or they're driving or things are happening. And I want to get back and talk about, having today and being present in this moment is, I think sometimes when people see all the outside packaging of success, right? Mm. You and I have talked about this whole it all looks great on the outside. And, I refer to this a lot about our undercover life, like the parts of our life we don't necessarily share. And this is one of the things I think is so powerful about you is that you do share the parts that, maybe weren't so pretty, but that they were your most pivotal moments to really do your next level. And you are such not just an entrepreneur, but you are a pioneer in, I'm sure a lot of people have thought of like, oh, I can, make this gadget, right? But to go through the processes it takes to do patents and to, make a lot of recipes to try them out and to put it in front, there's a lot of steps that need to happen. And, a lot of times people can't see how they tie together the different aspects of their life. But for me, when I look at what you're up to, I look at that you're a pioneer where you take these principles and you move it through all the different aspects of your life and you can be so present to where you are and what you're doing. I'd love for you to speak into a little bit of the fear aspects that come because, a lot of people can have these great ideas, but to not necessarily step into that. So what would you say was kind of the number one thing that moved you from fear into faith?
Well, I think that the thing that really paralyzes people in their fear is fear of making a mistake. And I will tell you that I don't believe in mistakes. I call everything a lesson along the way. And you have to know that when you're pursuing something, it's uncomfortable. When you're getting into a state of discomfort, and what keeps people stuck and stagnant is staying safe. But until you are comfortable getting uncomfortable and go, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I'm just going to follow the next step and the next step and the next step, knowing that I can't make a mistake, that everything is a lesson along the way. And if you think about the way we started out in this journey, we were born, and we started out on our backs, and then we learned to roll over and then to crawl and then to pull ourselves up and then to walk and then to run and leap and dance and jump. All of the ability to do that was within us all along, but we had to catch up with it and learn along the way. It is a process and it is progress. So everything that you need to create anything you want, you already have the capacity to do it. But no, just like when you're learning to walk, you're going to fall down and get back up, fall down, get back up, fall down, get back up, and don't beat yourself up about it. You didn't as a baby, so why do we do that to ourselves now? So know that it's okay. You can't make a mistake. Everything is a lesson along the way. So it's in key decision-making skills. Be decisive. Make a decision to do something, because the beautiful thing about making decisions is if it turns out to not be the right road or the right path, you can make a new decision and you pivot in another direction. So that's how you get over fear, knowing it's all going to be okay. And every step you take gets you more knowledge, more awareness, more wisdom, and more confident. That's a key thing with people.
Right. Right. Yes. Now, what about, you know, I can already hear kind of in the brains of some of the listeners, like, well, that's great for you, Diane. I mean, you work for ABC, you're an inventor, you're a mom, you are a published author. I mean, you know, it's like best-selling author. I mean, all these accomplishments that you've had. What would you say to our listeners who are maybe in that stuck place? You know, they're having things happen where they're maybe afraid or depressed or things aren't working for them. I mean, it's one thing to be able to be like in a place where you've moved through it, right? But what about for those who are actually in it?
Okay. Well, let me say two things about it. I'm still in it every single day. Every single day I work on my mindset. It is a muscle that has to be worked every day, because 70% of our thoughts are negative and we can go back to those negative thoughts instantaneously. So it is a muscle that you work on every day. I'm going to say three things. The other thing is, because I'm being guided to say this right now, that the most important thing that you can do for yourself is personal development. Exploration into you. What makes you happy? How you want to feel every day? And the last thing I want to say is I didn't start out this way. This has been a progression. I'm 55 years old. This has been ongoing for my entire life. And so if you say those disempowering words, well, that's good for you and I can't do that, what you're doing is you're tapping into your limiting beliefs. And that's somebody else's story about you or a story you've been telling yourself. You have the power and the capacity to change the way you feel right now, today. You can say, well, is this really true for me? Is this really the way I want to live? Well, if it isn't, how would I rather feel instead? And what would I rather do? And where could this possibly take me? Because like Steve Jobs used to say, we can't connect the dots going forward. We can only connect them going back. So it's in the forward-facing focus where all the miracles and the opportunities and the doors are for you. And it's in the rearview mirror, for lack of a better metaphor, where just your reference point is. So you don't have to know exactly where you're going. You just have to be willing to go there and take that chance.
Absolutely.
And can I add one more thing?
Yeah, please.
And, you know, a lot of the quote unquote success that I've experienced has been because I have not done this alone. I have surrounded myself with empowering people. I have had coaches for the last 7 years. I will always have coaches because we get in our own way and somebody else can help you see things from a different perspective. And that's a support person or team that allows you to say, wow, you are so extraordinary. You have so many gifts to offer the world, and lift you up and support you in a way that many times we can't do for ourselves.
Right. Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, I always have mentors in my life and it's so important because there are the things that we miss or we don't see, or, you know, even being cheerleaders for us. Right. And so a lot of times we can do 10 things right. And then there's like that one thing, and then we will harp on that and not see the progress or the things that are moving forward. And I so appreciate you sharing that you're still in it, because I feel the same way as well. It's not like an on and off switch. It's more of a dimmer, right? We're moving along the continuum of what things look like. And I think that that is such a helpful message for people to hear, because if they're maybe lower on the switch, they may feel like, oh, I'm not quite there. But, you know, there's going to be days where you're moving forward. You may move, you know, back a little bit. And, you know, really seeing like where you are and having some awareness of that, and know that, you know, we always need to master our mindset and where we're at. I always love hearing about, our mind is a bad neighborhood. Don't go in there alone, right? We need support, because left to our own devices and our own mindset, we can go down a rabbit hole very quickly. And so it is really important to have those people around us and to have those tools that really support us. And I know you utilize a lot of like rituals and mantras in the morning. Can you share a little bit about what you do to what one of my coaches at my gym always says to get your mind right?
No. Okay. Well, what I do is I have a morning routine that I call my nurture my spirit, mind, and body routine. And every day when I wake up, as I'm laying in bed, still in that alpha state, brain state, where you're able to really tap into and actually make the changes in the subconscious mind, I just lay there for a moment in gratitude. And then I get up and I starfish my arms and legs and I look up and I say, I have today to love my life. Something really good is going to happen to me today. I can feel it. Miracles, big and small. I notice them all. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. So now I've set up my mind to seek out miracles, big and small, all day long. And then I go and I do my meditation practice. I write in my journal. I meditate for 15, 20 minutes. I write in my journal and it's really whatever comes to me that day. Sometimes it's a brain dump. Sometimes it's a gratitude list. Sometimes it's goals. Sometimes it's a recap of my dreams if I want to capture it. But whatever is there, I flow it onto the paper. And then I go and I move my body, whether that's a walk on the beach, which I did this morning, or go work out in the gym, or even just dance around my place, whatever it is, move my body and get those endorphins going. And I spend 2 hours doing that every day, Diane. And I tell you, it sets me up for success for the rest of the day. I do not pick up my phone. I do not get involved in social media or any of the outside world, because if you think about your device, the TV never goes on, none of that. That's always about somebody else's needs. So I honor myself first, and that allows me to give so much more to the rest of the world.
I love that you're putting some time frame around this, because it is so important, because a lot of times, especially, you know, in the quote, you know, busy life, right? Which I don't like to use that word, because it's all choices, right? We get to design our life. There's really is not busyness. It's what you've chosen to do with your life. And so many times we think that we can't carve that time aside, but it's so important when you come from the perspective. One of the things I love out of the book Essentialism is that you are the asset. Like, you need to take care of yourself in order to take care of anyone else and to be present. And one of the things, one of the quotes I love from the Dalai Lama that he talks about is that on his busiest days, he meditates 3 times as long, mm-hmm. because he needs to be more present with himself in order to have the energy and the presence and the wherewithal to do the bigger work. And that really made a shift for me in that the more things you have going on, the more you actually need to have time for yourself to offset that because of how you're showing up. And when you actually do that for yourself, it actually takes less time to do things because you're coming from a grounded place. You're coming from a centered place. You're actually showing up with who you are. So I love, which may feel like an indulgence on one area, but it's actually claiming your life to really be important to do that. So I applaud you so much for taking that time and to really get present about why you're here and what you're doing. And you know, what are some of the things that have come through you? Because we talk a lot of times about how, you know, when you allow yourself that time to see what actually moves through you, it's kind of in the whispers where the magic happens. And what are some things that maybe have come through you that have had just a profound awareness for you?
Oh my gosh, Diane, so many things. I mean, it's been so incredible. And I really want to encourage the audience, if you don't meditate, if you say, I don't have time to meditate, make the time to meditate, because so much has come through me. The idea and the vision for I Have Today came through me. The move, the moment by moment guidance I get all day, every day, what I'm giving to my clients, this is all moving through me. This is all channeled information, and my intuitive gifts are so, I don't know what you believe out there, but I am clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant, and clairvoyant. I have this capacity. It's phenomenal. So what is occurring by doing this and allowing this to move through me is knowing there's a whole lot more going on here, that I'm actually not alone doing this, that I am being guided. And when you tap into that meditation practice and really tune into yourself first, you are your greatest guidance system. Greatest guidance system, which I love what you said, shared about the Dalai Lama, because you actually can be more productive doing less. There's less harriedness, there's less stress, because you intuitively now are getting the guidance and knowing the next step, knowing the next answer. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? You know, and it's phenomenal. And we all have this capacity. This is the thing, you know, it's not unique to me, Dalai Lama, or anybody else who does this. Every single person on this planet has this ability.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's actually so freeing to realize that it's not for like the special few, right? We all have that access. We all can just, you know, it's like a muscle at the gym, right? You're cultivating it. You know, the more you use it, the more it expands and more it shows up for you. So I love that you have that. And you also have something called the calm alarm. Tell us about how you utilize that, because I know we all have these different like secrets of how we, you know, impact our day more. And I know this is one of your secret tools, maybe not so secret, but one that works for you. How do you utilize that?
So I set on my phone every day at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. I have an alarm that goes off and I call it the calm alarm. And for 1 minute, as soon as it goes off, doesn't matter what I'm doing, I stop what I'm doing and I sit, take a couple deep breaths, close my eyes for just 1 minute. And when you close your eyes, you're immediately in a meditative state. You are immediately calmed down and it allows you to get recentered, realigned, and be present again. So it's just, that's what works for me. It's part of my 30-day challenge that this online program that I did, and that was one of the days, which is really, really effective. And that catches me in that moment and allows me to reconnect and realign. So that's one tool that I use. Yes.
I love that. I am such a fan of alarms. I have one go off all the time, sometimes with affirmations that I want to hear, or just to be present to how I'm spending my time, or just, you know, it's such a great tool that we have at our fingertips to really be intentional about how we're spending our time and what we're doing. And I think sometimes we just over simplify or over, you know, we don't look at the value of the breath, right?
Right.
And it's so important. I love that you do that for a minute, because in some ways it's actually funny to think that a minute feels like a long time, but yet it's also a very short time to do something very simple to really reorientate ourselves. And, you know, breath into the brain, we know all the research around that, about you can be more present and actually wake you up just in your utilizing your breath. It's interesting phenomena about actually waking you up and calming you at the same time, right? So it's amazing what our breath can do for us. And just these are part of the environments that we create for ourselves. And one of the things that I love to talk about is environment is so important. You know, what we've created in terms of our people in our life and our places. And I like to look at like our homes, right? The things that we create in our homes, because we have a different experience of how we experience our bedroom versus our kitchen and our office. And so I love to ask my guests, what is your favorite room in your home and why?
Oh my gosh, I love all the rooms in my home. And I don't have that many. It's a small one-bedroom apartment, but I would say that I love my living room the most, because that's where I do my meditation. I call it a meditation station, the way I have it set up, with candles and crystals and special things, different artifacts and geodes and things that I have around me, pictures of my kids, pictures of my family, colorful pillows on my white couch. And I just feel so good when I'm in that space. So I just love it. And I look forward to it when I wake up in the morning to go to my meditation station. So that's my favorite.
I love that so much. I mean, our environments are so powerful, and the things that we have in our space, you know, one thing I love hearing is whatever we own owns us in energy, upkeep, you know, whatever that impact may have. So being intentional about our space, thinking of our space as being sacred, right? It actually is the foundation of how we move through life and what we're doing. And so I love all of these different tools that you've created, and to really support people with that. And, you know, I know people are going to want to stay connected with you, and I know you also have a special gift for them. Can you share some things about that?
I do. What I would like to offer you is a free gift. It's a money mantra meditation. And, you know, with everyone that all the work that I do, all the clients I work with, money mindset is the biggest issue that really most people are suffering from, scarcity mind thinking. And so what I did is I created this mantra meditation where in under 5 minutes a day, you can start manifesting and magnetically attracting more money to you and get rid of those limiting beliefs about scarcity mindset. And so that is at dianeforster.com/money mantra. And just enter your name and email address and you'll get access to it right away. And it's such a great tool to use every day to get that money mindset in check.
Oh, I love that so much, because just day-to-day life can, you know, really disempower us in a lot of different way. And the different tools that we have around that and the things that we can shift is so great. And, you know, a lot of times, if you know, the more money we have, the more people we can help, the more things we can do to have the expression of our own life, of what we want for ourselves and in our families. And so I love the energy of money, you know, anywhere from the soul of money and just what it stands for. So definitely you guys want to grab that. I mean, who doesn't want to have a better relationship with their money to really fortify why they're here and what they're up to? So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure.
There's so many things that we could talk and move into. Is there any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our audience?
You know, what I'll say is this: all you have is today. It seems so simply stated, but it is truly all that you have. And I will tell you right now that 151,000 people did not wake up today, but we did. So how do you want to use your today? And I believe in squeezing the juice out of each and every moment of it. Don't be afraid to go after your dreams, pursue them, dream big, and surround yourself with support. And know that you are enough. You are so worthy and you are enough. You're 400 trillion to one odd of you being born. You're a miracle. And so live like you are one.
Oh, thank you so much. Your wisdom and personal experience is just so valued here too. I know that there are a lot of people you spoke to, but I believe that there's probably even like one or two that really needed to hear this message. And it's just so important. And we'll put in the show notes so you guys can get Diane's free gift. I'll also have in the show notes for my resetyourpowergift.com. We'll give you some 5 moves to stand in your power. And we would love for you, because your time is really a precious gift and we so appreciate you being here with us. You know, what is it? What's that one thing you heard today? You know, I'd love for you guys to put in the comments, you know, subscribe, share, get it out there. Tag both Diane and I. You know, what is something, a question you may have for us, something where we could support you with where you're at? Because the whole idea about doing this and about standing in your power in Spa Life is to have these kind of conversations, to really have the resources when you may feel like you're alone and you don't know how to reach out and you may have some of those pivotal moments. So please reach out to us. We'll have all of our link and confirmation, connection information that is there. And until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.